Hello, and welcome to the DMV Business Show, a weekly show where we get to meet local business and community leaders in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. They get to impact their story and how they got there. You can expect to hear advice and learn about their journey and how they went from point A to point B. My name is Otto Sevilla, and I'm a commercial real estate advisor in the local DC, Maryland, and Northern Virginia area. I have been very fortunate to have worked with many amazing entrepreneurs and executives, from startup founders to international Fortune 500 companies. And one of the things I love about what I do is I get to form these great relationships with some interesting people. I get to know them and I learn about how it all started. And I love hearing a good business story. When I'm not working in commercial real estate, I just also happen to be the host of this show. So please enjoy and welcome to the DMV Business Show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DMV Business Show. I'm your host, Otto Sevilla. And today we have a special guest. I want to say a sweet guest, and you'll see why I say sweet. Her name is Anabella Argay. She is the owner of Argay Chocolates. She is a master chocolatier and has won 42 international awards. Welcome to the show, Anabella. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me and very glad to be here. So, okay, go ahead and make the questions or what you want to know.
Yes. So if you can give the audience just a brief overview of what is Argay Chocolates.
Well, Argay Chocolates began in Venezuela 15 years ago. I began making things at my kitchen in my home. And I realized that people liked very much what I was making, and they began to order and order and order. And then I realized that the business was getting big and big, and I decided to invest in some machines that could help me to make to be more precise and more efficiency in my work. So, then things got very bad in Venezuela, and we decided to come here, and that's how we began making the business here. So, 4 years ago, we came to the United States, to Washington, D.C. And well, things were not that easy to begin a business here because there are so many things you don't know. But I'm here now at this moment with my little store, and I think I'm going to be growing and growing in the future.
I love that. That's why many of us are here in this great country, for that opportunity.
Yes, that's right.
So all you've only been here for 4 years in this country?
Yes.
Wow, your English is very good.
Oh, thank you. More or less. More or less. I try.
It's very good. I thought you've been here longer. So all this started back in Venezuela. What part of Venezuela? Caracas or?
Caracas.
Okay. Okay. So it all started there, but before you started with the chocolates, and it sounds like you had your own plant manufacturing everything with the equipment you mentioned you purchased, right? Before all that, where did the interest in chocolates or sweets come from? Was it growing up and when you were younger, or where did it all originate?
Well, since I was a little child, I was an artist. An old person. I used to make so many things. I used to disassemble the plushies of my sister and make the patterns and make a lot of them. And when my mother's friends came home, I used to sell them the plushies. And then I began to make cards in vegetable paper and emboss them for communions and other events. And then I paint shirts, and I also became a leather artisan. a wood artisan, aluminum artisan. But you know, I was trying to make my own business, and since I was a little kid. So I made so many things, but at the moment I began to make chocolates, that was the moment that I realized that that was it. That was what I was looking for, that I got in love with chocolate. I got in love with what I was doing, I was making, and I said, this is it. So I put all my energy in the business. It has been so hard. 15 years making chocolate in a country where you didn't find, one day you didn't find sugar, one day you didn't find cream, one day you didn't find dairy, one day you didn't find the chocolate. So, but with that, I learned to prepare things very differently. So if I don't have dairy, I'm going to use another kind of product. I'm going to use coconut milk, or I'm going to make the almond milk. So that is the way where you can learn to make things differently if you don't have something that you need.
I love how you were at an early stage, very resourceful, and yeah. Because you didn't have many options in Venezuela, in that country. So you had no other choice.
Yes. Yeah. You have to resolve. You have to do what you have to do. If you want to sell, you have to find the path to get what you need.
Annabella, I'm curious, around what age when you found chocolate, do you remember roughly how old were you?
Like 40 years ago, 20, I was like 40 years.
You were 40 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
And before that, you were trying different things. You mentioned you were very artistic and trying this and that, very different things. What made you, in the end, when you found chocolate and you said, this is it, this is the one?
Well, I have been making cards and that kind of thing since I was like 11 years old. I remember mothers came to my house in order to order me the cards for the first communion or for whatever. And I said, these mothers are crazy. I was just 11 years old, but I think I made them pretty. So they decided to order me, and I was making cards for, I think, until my 40s. So I always made them, even at the moment that I painted shirts or I worked with leather belts and purses that I made myself. It was something that I made all that time. But in the meantime, I made so many things, and these things were not what I was looking for. I produced a lot of belts, I sold them, but it was not like the business I was looking for. But at the moment I began to make chocolates, I began to have orders and orders and orders and orders, and I said, this is it.
What do you think was missing in the previous business ventures that you found in chocolate?
Well, I think perhaps, I don't know what was missing, really. I think perhaps I was too young, I didn't have the space. Or for me, it was very easy to accommodate a part of my home and to convert it in a lab, chocolate lab, than to convert anything to making or doing the other things.
Okay, I understand.
Also because I got very sick when I was in the leather business. I got very sick. I got hepatitis. And I was, yes, and the doctor said that I couldn't make the efforts of cutting the leather and all that. So I had to stop making leather belts.
Okay.
So
when you arrive in this country, you said you came to the Washington, D.C. metro area 4 years ago, right?
Yes.
When you come here, Annabella, are you thinking still the business, the chocolate business, or what were you thinking when you had just arrived 4 years ago?
Oh, no, definitely I was thinking about opening a chocolate store.
Okay.
Since the beginning, yes.
Okay.
I feel bad when I don't make chocolate. So I have to make chocolate.
I love that. Okay. So how was it arriving to a foreign country? You may not know the language fluently, and you want to restart the business in the DC area.
Well, let me tell you, it was really, really difficult. It was like climbing something like this. The mountain was not like this, but like this. So it was really hard. We found a lot of obstacles. We went to one part and they told us that you have to go to the other side. And in the other side, they told us that we have to go to the other side again. So we were like bouncing from one side to the other. And we went to so many places. We got courses. We did a lot of things. And well, now I can say that we finally got into the path, and we are really glad that we were able to do it, but it was really, really hard.
When you come here, are you thinking, let me start off in my kitchen and go from there and build the customer, the clients, or are you thinking, let me find a location, or what are your thoughts?
Well, let me tell you, in Venezuela, my business was directed to another kind of people. I mean, I used to make sweets and I used to make chocolates for weddings, for parties. In Venezuela, we are very party people. We make a party for whatever. So many people, and in Venezuela, we eat a lot of chocolates. So people wanted to have my sweets in their party. So I used to make only chocolates and desserts for parties, for events. Okay, when I came here, I realized it was different. So I needed to produce another kind of product directed to another kind of people or public. So what I make here is completely different of, I mean, it's that they are the same chocolates. Perhaps I have made them differently. They are presented differently, but it was the way that I found to get to another public, mm-hmm. another audience.
Sure. So do you start, because for example, I have many clients, especially in the restaurant or food business, who start from home or catering, whether events like you mentioned, special orders, and then they move to a location. Did you immediately think that way when you arrived here, or you said, let me find a place first?
Well, we began to find the way how we had to prepare the chocolates, and we found out that I cannot work from home. So we began to look for a place where I could be able to prepare the chocolates, and it was really difficult because it seems the kitchens here, they rent, they are cheap, but they are not, especially if you are at the beginning, if you are beginning. So it was really difficult, but finally we found a kitchen in Tacoma Park. They were super useful. They were super, they helped us a lot. I was able to get my license there. And then it was easier for me to sell the chocolates here in the place where I am, that is La Cosecha in Union Market. So, well, but then I had to go to a lot of courses. I had to go to a lot of places. But if you want to do something, you have to try and try and try and try. It's sometimes you feel like giving up, but giving up is not an option, at least not for me.
Very true, very true. So you make them, you manufacture them in the kitchen in Tacoma Park, and then you sell them in La Cosecha there in DC.
At the beginning, I used to have a vendor cart, so for me was really hard because I had to produce the chocolates. I have to take all my stuff to the kitchen, then take it home back, take them back home. And then I had to bring the chocolates here and then to bring them home. So we opened at the first month, we opened only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. So the other days, I used to work in the kitchen, prepare the chocolates, and then bring them here. But then I had the opportunity to rent this space, and now I am preparing everything here. I don't have to go to the kitchen anymore.
Oh, that's great. You're doing everything from there. Okay.
Yes. This is my kitchen. This is my place, and here I prepare everything. So
I love it.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy, really.
That's very good. As you know, I'm in commercial real estate. So my question is, how did you go about selecting the location where you are now? What were some of the things you were looking at?
Well, luckily, I was called to be part of La Cosecha. I was called, I don't know, because this is a Latin American place. All the people that work here are from Latin America. So I was called, I don't know.
That's
good. So I feel very, very, very happy for that.
Yeah. How long have you been there for?
Since September 19.
Okay, so going next month, 1 year?
2 years.
Oh, September 2019.
September 19.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay, so going on to 2 years next month.
Yes, of course, we had COVID in the middle, but it hasn't been that bad. Many people from the community have been very supportive and have made orders, and so it hasn't been that bad.
I know you've had a long journey, Annabella. What would you say drives and motivates you?
Oh, my children. I have a girl that's just 25 and a boy that is 15. So they motivate me every day and my husband has been very supportive too. He makes a lot of things that are behind me that are very important. And if he wouldn't make them, I wouldn't be able to make the other things, the chocolate and all that.
So he's part of the business as well?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a family business.
It is a family business, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned family. I'm sure that was probably the main reason or one of the main reasons you came to this country, I assume, right?
Yes, I wanted my children to have the same opportunities that I had and my husband had when we were kids. And because Venezuela was a very good country to live in, but now it's not. So we came here to have the same opportunity.
Things change. I understand. I was born in Nicaragua, and I came here at a very young age, fleeing a communist regime. Yes. And same thing. My parents, actually, my dad was in dental school, and they wanted to send him to the mountains to fight. And my grandfather knew he might not be coming down from the mountains. So we fled, and that was a long time ago. So I came here at a very young age. I grew up in Washington, D.C., always in this area. But I understand coming from a country where you have a lot of things lacking and are not there.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hard. And for us, we didn't want to sell our house. We didn't want to sell our stuff because sometimes you go to another country and then things don't get the way you want. And so, but now I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with my stuff over there, but let's see.
What is it that you're most proud of in your business career?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What is it that you're most proud of in your business?
The most proud of?
Most proud of.
I'm proud of.
Proud.
Okay, well, you know, I'm proud of so many things. I'm proud that I have been able to make a very good product that people like. And I want to keep making things the right way. It also makes me proud that I have been able to get 42 international awards. The first time when I was invited to compete, I said, me? No, that's not gonna be possible. I'm gonna compete with so many good chocolatiers around the world. I was just tiny, tiny, tiny in Venezuela, so I didn't think I was going to be able to make it. So, and even more, my husband had to come to the United States, to New York, to bring the chocolates. It was very delicate because bonbons are more delicate than, for example, a bar or so. But at the moment, I got my first two awards. Well, I cannot tell you. I yelled like a crazy person. And then the rest, the next years, I began I kept competing and I kept getting more awards and awards. So
that's great. You just mentioned now bonbons, and I know sort of a specialty for you, bonbons and truffles, right?
Yes. Well, every time that somebody comes here, I ask them, what's the difference between a bonbon and a truffle? Because for me, a truffle is something that you make with your hands, and a bonbon is something that you fill with a ganache inside. Mm-hmm. So you can make also a truffle with a ganache. Mm-hmm. So for me, that there is a difference. And sometimes people ask me, are these truffles? And I say, well, yes, they are filled inside. So I think they are truffles. So...
We were talking earlier about part of the team and your husband and your daughter as well. Is that your team or do you have any other help there or is it just all family?
Well, at the moment it's only family. I have been trying to find somebody to help me and I want to hire more people in order to grow. But at the moment it has not been very easy to find people. I hope next week I can find some people to help me.
I hope so too, but you're not the only one, Annabella. I know many people are having difficulties.
Yes, many people. But my daughter, she's helping me with social media. She's doing a very good job. And my husband, as I told you before, he's helping me with all what is behind me, with so many things, a lot of things, yeah.
I'm glad you just mentioned right now social media. Would you say the biggest following is in Instagram for you?
Yes. My daughter has just opened an account in TikTok. So it only has like a month or something like that. And she's making very funny videos. And in Instagram, it's a little bit different. And it is beginning to move because I have so many followers that are from Venezuela and some other countries. And I'm trying to have more people from here, to have more followers. Sure. From Washington, from the area.
Sure. Most of your customers now are local in the area, right?
Yes, completely. Okay. Many people come, buy, and then they come back because they like them, and that's very important for me.
That's great. So your following in Instagram, I believe, is over 17,000, which is a good amount. And I understand your daughter, I think, recently started to help you. But how was that at the beginning? I don't know if you were doing it at the very beginning, growing it to where it is today.
I don't know. People began to follow me. I don't know. If you scroll it down, you will see the people began to follow me since the beginning, since I opened the Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I haven't. I was the one who was posting all the time. So sure. I don't know.
So. That's good. You grew it a lot before your daughter got involved.
Yes. So now it's her turn.
Yes.
She has to help me. She must help me. Yeah.
And having that online presence on social, it's very important because a lot of customers and client comes through there.
Yes. Right. And many bloggers have come here, and many influencers have come here also. They want to support local people. I think there is a movement here in the United States. Americans want to see different things, different products. They don't want to see what it is in the whole nation. They want to try different things.
I agree. So, I think people want something different than just going to the supermarket and picking up something that Pepsi or Coca-Cola or whatever this big national international brands make.
Yes. I have felt that from the people that come here.
You were mentioning earlier, Annabella, how starting off here in this country, the slope was not a slope. It was just going up and down like this. And how difficult it was.
Like this.
Backwards.
Yeah. It was really hard.
Yes. I understand it's very difficult starting any business, let alone coming to a foreign country and immediately that's what you want to do. What advice would you give to someone out there who wanted to start any type of business, whatever it may be?
What advice?
Yes.
The first advice is to follow your heart, to be on the path you want to be, okay? And to keep walking on the same direction and never give up. Because giving up is not an option. So if you give up, you will never know if you were going to be able to get it or not. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So I remember a friend of me came here and she told me a story about a guy that took all his money and went to a gold mine. He put all his money on a gold mine, and he began to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And then he got tired, and he said, I'm not going to be able to find any gold here. I'm not going to find anything. So he sold the gold mine. And then the guy that bought the gold mine, 2 days after that, he found the gold. So the gold was just there. So he had to dig a little bit more and further. So, and that story that she told me, I kept it in my mind. I said, it is there. I'm going to keep digging because I'm going to get what I want to get. So that's why I'm here.
Do you feel as the time progressed, I know you've been in the country for 4 years. You've been now there where you are now, like Osecha, for coming into 2 years. Do you see the progression? Do you feel it?
Yes. Well, nowadays it's COVID is still here. So not all the people are in the streets, at least not in Washington. If you go to Florida or to somewhere else, they are in the streets, but here people are more precautious. So I think people still don't know the place and are not getting outside as in other places. But I think things are gonna get better because the virus is here. The virus came to stay. So we have to live with the virus, with our masks, but we have to live with the virus, and life goes on, and we have to go on. So you have to keep moving. You cannot sleep. You have to keep moving. So I'm not done. And I have the store, but I have to keep working to go further because there are so many things that you can do and you can make and you can approach. So I'm going to keep moving forward.
That's good. Are there any particular habits or skills that you feel have helped you in business or in your personal life?
Well, for this kind of business, you have to be very organized, okay? You have to follow like a line of production. One day you're gonna make, for example, the ganache and all that. Another day you're gonna mold, or you're gonna paint and mold, and then you're gonna fill, and then you're gonna cover. So, but you have to do everything step by step. You have to be very organized with that kind of with the production.
Is it similar to a bakery that you have to wake up early in the morning and start with production?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Sometimes I will wake up very early at home and I make some stuff over there, and then I come here, and so I have them ready because I need also to be with my family.
Of course.
So, yes.
What would you say is your biggest challenge right now with Arkay Chocolates?
To get closer to the people, to get well known.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that is my biggest challenge.
Hopefully the show will help a little bit more to get known in the community here locally.
I wish.
That's the goal.
Uh-huh.
What do you know now, Annabelle, that you wish you would have known at the start of your career, of the business?
I would have loved to begin since I was a child in chocolate, but it is what it is, and all what I did and made when I was a child and during my adolescence and all that have taught me so many things that are very important for me at this moment. So it is what it is.
I agree. I believe sometimes that journey, especially with you trying different things, led you to where you are today.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because if you would have picked it up at a young age, who knows, maybe, you know, you're younger, you might have gotten bored, you would have wanted to try something different. But by then you had already tried many things.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
Uh-huh. When I say the word success, what do you think of?
Well, I think I am a successful person. I have made so many things that made me feel proud of them. And for me, the awards show that I am a successful person. But that also shows me that I can make more, I can do more things. And also not to be a show person? No.
Show off?
A show off person, yes. I don't like that. I want people to know that I have the awards because it is important, because that tells them that the product is a good one.
Of course.
Okay? But not to do it in a way that it's like a show off or something like that.
And these awards, these competitions, are they every year?
Every year.
Okay.
I haven't been able, for example, last year I was not able to go into the competition. It was really hard. I think they suspended, I don't know. It was really hard for they to get reunited to try and to taste the sample. So, but I think next year I'm gonna get involved again.
Mm-hmm. So more awards.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What are you thinking? Maybe 50 or 100?
I don't know. It depends also in the amount of samples that you send. You can send as many samples as you wish, but it's hard because you have to go to the place, and then when the competition is worldwide, you have to go to Europe and bring them. You cannot send them by mail. So, but I'm gonna keep in the track.
That's good. Did you have, especially when you came to this country, did you have any mentors or advisors, Annabella, that helped you out, or what did you learn, if you had any?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. But my husband was he's a lawyer, so he, you know, he was looking for the right ways and paths to get into the business correctly.
Sure. That's good. You had someone like that in your corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah, very important. So what does the future look like for you and the business? What is the vision or the next couple of years?
Well, I hope to open another store, and so many more people can get into the chocolates.
Sure.
They can be able to buy them and to be closer to have other locations so people can get also the chocolates. But they can order also online, but sometimes you need to have something closer to go and get it. Many people want to have the experience, still want to have the experience to go to the shop and go to the store and shop.
Mm-hmm. For those people in the audience, Annabella, who might not know exactly what type of chocolates do you offer, if you don't mind sharing as far as the different selections and varieties that you have available.
Yes. Do you want me to show them?
No, you don't have to show, but if you want to say, we have whatever types of options.
Well, I have around 18 or 20 flavors in truffles. I have blackberry and cardamom. I have matcha. I have lavender, orange praline, tamarind. I have rosemary and salt. I have passion fruit. That was my first awarded bonbon. I have Irish cream, dark chocolate, spice. Many, many flavors.
Yeah, that's great.
And I also prepare spreads. The passion fruit, the tamarind, and the coconut noir that is made with coconut milk and coconut cream. I also prepare bars with different flavors. I am preparing right now, I'm beginning to make some different kind of bars with different flavors. And I think they are gonna be very accepted for the public, for the people.
I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm. So when, I invite you to come here and try you yourself.
Thank you, I will.
So you will have a better view, a better
taste?
Idea.
Okay.
You can taste it. Uh-huh.
Yes. I would love to, especially my wife and my middle son are huge into chocolates and sweets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I can show them. I can show you how I prepare the chocolates. I mold them. I paint them.
Oh, that would be lovely, though. But I have three young boys, and they would love to see that.
Sure. Of course. You can bring them.
Oh, thank you.
I have a little girl that always come here. She's very funny. She gets into the store. And, hello, what are we going to do today? And I sit her right here, and she begins to put nuts or whatever in the bars. So I mold some bars, and she begins to put everything on the bars and all that. So we can do the same thing.
I love that you have a little helper there for a little bit.
Yeah, I love to engage with the people, to talk with them, to have a relationship. Well, that's the way Venezuelans are. So I cannot change it. That's something that is in my blood. And
you know, and I don't know what it is. I feel the same way. I just enjoy it more when I do business with someone and I form a relationship and a friendship.
Yes.
It's just the best.
Yeah. The other day came an old man. And, oh, I can afford this. Why not? This is a very good chocolate. And you want to eat something that is really good. And, well, I convinced him. And I said, okay, I'm going to buy you something. And he bought it. And then we began to talk and talk and talk. And then I told him, can I give you a hug? And yes, I want to give you a hug too. And so I love that. I love that.
That's lovely. Yes. When you're not busy, Annabella, with the business, what do you like to do for fun in your free time?
I want to share with my friends. That's what I love to do, to share with my friends and with my family, of course. Mm-hmm.
So be with your friends and family.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of friends nearby here?
I have some friends, yes, okay. And we go out to have lunch or dinner or drinks love that.
Because there's not a big Venezuelan population in the DC metro area. A lot of them are in South Florida and other parts of the country.
Yes. But I have some friends here. I used to live here in 2000, 1 year.
Okay.
My husband came to have a degree in American University. Mm-hmm. And then I made some friends here. And then well, they are still here and we have reunited. And so
that's great. For those of you who may not know where you are, where can you share with the audience, please, as far as where can they find you and any website, or how can they find out more if they want to order or go visit you?
Yes, well, I am in all these, in all social media, we are Arkay Chocolates, RK Chocolates. So you can find us with the same name in LinkedIn, in Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and the webpage, the same, arkaychocolates.com.
Great. And for those of you who may not know, it's spelled A-R-C-A-Y, chocolates.
Correct.
Yes.
Chocolates in plural.
Yes, chocolates.com. Annabella, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And I wait for you and your kids and your wife. Okay?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, okay.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
If you haven't done so already, please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review and comment and let me know what you think. Thank you, and I'll see you all very soon on the next episode.